Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Rhythm Paradise Mega Mix. This is part two, and I'm going to click on the second file. I'm going to have to get used to doing that from now on, and press A on it, and it should load. Okay, so we are where we left off last time. We completed the first. What am I saying? I can't talk today. The first group of four games, and now we're going to move on to the second one. And the cool thing about the moving up and down is that it makes a really cool sound. Listen closely. So, our next character is a bit higher pitched than the first one. He is like a car, but not exactly. It's like a car engine or something that it needs fixing. It's a little bit weird. I know some of these actually have names, except I don't remember what he's called. So, just gonna go through all that. And there's a bit of lag, as always. And that just means the four icons that we're gonna have to complete. It just does that in order. And you can also hear that it's in stereo as well, which is interesting. Now, if I move back down, listen. That's so cool. I like that sound. Okay, so let's get started with the second row of games. I'm going to keep it on the Japanese language for now, I think. Maybe I'll change it later, but for now, it's just going to stay on Japanese. So, our first game is from Rhythm Tengoku again. It is Rhythm Tweezers Time. The easier version, that is. Rhythm Tweezers is our first sequence repeating game where you have to repeat different things. And for this game, you can use A or any button on the D-pad to repeat the sequences. In some cases, that may be really helpful. So you listen to the sequence. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now, if you're a tiny bit too early, you'll do this. Or late. Okay, got that. I'm pressing D-pad mostly, like left and right, because I'm used to it, but there are certain cases in the later games where it's very helpful to have the D-pad. You'll see what I mean sometime later. There's a little bit harder sequence. Now, I'm gonna mess up a few times just to see what the metronome sounds like on this one, because also, you can mess around with the you can mess around with the D-pad as much as you want, it'll make clicking noises. Listen closely. Yeah, it's like di 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 di. And then di 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 di. I like how it actually has the off beats as well. Okay, let's go. High score is 94, from what I remember. You're ready. Okay. I really like that track, actually. That track is really cool. I think I did pretty badly in terms of the score, though. I mean, I got enough to get all 6 coins, don't get me wrong, but still wasn't like a 94, I don't think. I think it was going to be like a 92 or 93. Got the no miss, and also his coins, so that's not too bad. We'll see, I guess. Let's take a look at that score and see how bad it is. 94? What? Okay. I actually matched my score. That is interesting. Okay. This next game is probably going to require quite a few restarts because I don't like it very much. The reason being, well, you'll see. Get ready. Yep. That. You're gonna have to hold your A button forever. Or else it'll... like that. So. You are the third person in this group. It's called Glee Club, by the way. Glee Club is very... very famous in Rhythm Heaven DS, and for a good reason. Here's one thing I hate, is when my computer just decides to go like that. I did it on purpose this time, but it does it randomly, the hut, hut, like that. It's really annoying. Now, here's another cue you're gonna have to get used to, this. When you hear it go, is when you're supposed to let go, or keep holding, that is. So let go, and hold. Again. I did it way too early this time, I'm gonna do it a little bit better. One, two, let go, and there we go. Okay, so, I'm probably gonna have to restart this a few times. Let's go. Yep, see? Already did it. And that automatically counts as a fail. Can you stop? Seriously. Stop it! What does it do it automatically? No, it's not supposed to. It just does it randomly. It's annoying. You have to keep your timing very specific. Bit longer. I think I messed that up. Nope. Skill star's gone. Try again. Not again. Can you stop doing that? If it gets too much, I'll cut it out. Seriously. Are you kidding me? That was way too late. Yes. Get ready. And finally... it wasn't too bad, but it wasn't too good either, and also I didn't get those stupid holds in the way. I didn't get the computer releasing the button to... thing. So I think that was good enough. I didn't have to struggle with it that much. It's gonna become much, much worse later on. You'll see. I got all 6 coins, thank God. So, because of that, because of all the struggle stuff, and because it's really hard to keep the timing, my high score on this is 92, so let's see if it gets any better. Oh, yeah, it's like kind of not reading. Okay, so to fix that, I'm going to move over to the cafe, which is something I'm going to have to do quite often, I think, and move over to this option, I think. Where is it? Here. On the very right side, in this case. And this is the museum. The museum right now only has 2 rows unlocked, but you're going to have a lot more. You move up and down between rows and left and right between games. And once you've completed a game, you can click on it and you can read its description, read your high score, play it from there if you want to, and you can also listen to the music if you've bought it at the shop. And also, this is an easier way for me to get the high score, which in this case is 93. So, I'm going to update that. Okay. So, I actually have another improvement. Interesting. Okay. Our next game is from Fever, and this one is... It does have some differences depending on if you're playing on English or Japanese. By the way, Glee Club, that little hey noise you heard when you're supposed to do it in unison and like stop it in unison, that's only in Megamix, not in the original DS version, and that is a language difference. It sounds different in English. Not much different, and this next game, Per Fever, is definitely going to sound completely different. It is... Figure Fighter is pretty cool. I like it. Unfortunately, the dumbed down version, as it were, only has a few of the cues that you're going to be seeing later. There's actually 3 Figure Fighter games, not including the remixes. Jump! Jump! When you hear it say jab, you press A. Jump! Why does it ask you to do it so many times? I don't know. Also, there's no reverb anymore like there used to be. 1, 2, 3, 4. And now there's this cue, which goes... 1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2. Now, one thing that they do introduce you to early on is... Whenever it starts saying jab, first, the first thing that it says is hi jab. So it's like a little bit of like a lead-in. It does that in English as well. Instead of saying hi jab, it's and jab. But I'm just going to play it once. See if I can do it. Let's go. 1, 2. 1, 2. Hi jab. 1, 2. 1, 2. Hey, jump. 1, 2. Hey, jump. Jump. 1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2. Hey, jump. Jump. 1, 2. 1, 2. Hey, jump. 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 1, 2. That went well. I think. By the way, another annoying thing about Glee Club that I forgot to mention is you don't get any indication of if you got it wrong. So if you accidentally, like, mess it up or are too early or too late, it doesn't really tell you in audio. It tells you in visuals, but if you can't see the screen, then that's kind of not possible. Figure Fighter does make weird noises if you mess up, though, so that helps. 6 coins again. No. And we have one more game to go, which is arguably the easiest, actually. Let's see what score it is. Oh, wrong thing. 95! Is that a high score? Okay. So, oh, I accidentally pressed up. So, that's another improvement on this new save file. I'm gonna have a lot of games to go through, I guess. Okay, so, last game. Let's play. I don't exactly understand why it uses this intro of all things, but it's another game that involves fruit. Don't understand why they have so many games that involve fruit, but they do. It's called Fruit Basket, and you're playing basketball with apples and lemons, or oranges and lemons. I'm not sure what it is.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Listen to this sound. And press A 2 beats later. 1, 2, 3. And it makes, like, basket shot noises on the left or right. And then there's the other ones, the lemons, which take twice as long. You have to watch out for them. Like this. Okay. The music track for this one I don't really like that much. It's very easy though. Even though there's two of them, you just press A for both. And the last one's the skill star. I don't think that was very good. It didn't, it's probably not gonna pass my high score. But there's only one way to find out. Scroll through all this text and look at the scores, and that's really all I can do. Don't ask what those noises are, because I'm not going to read the text on the screen. Yay, set 2 has been complete. Okay. So let's take a look at that score. 91. That's bad. You know what? That's so bad that I'm actually going to attempt to play that again. Because 91? Really? Nah. I can do much better than that. Let's try one more time. Thank you. Okay. Let's see. I'm just gonna press A immediately. Yep, see, high score. You can also press A on that to make it fade out. Let's see if I got any improvement. Oh, it doesn't actually read, so I have to go into the cafe again. By the way, it's called Machine Land in here. 93. Still pretty bad, but to be quite honest, I don't really care. Because, again, I'm only going to be playing these games a few times over. If I get a bad score, I may try once more, but nah, I'm not going to do it again. So, my highest score on that my own save file is 96. So, we have 93 for Glee Club and 95 for Figure Fighter, 94 for Rhythm Tweezers, which has been exactly matched, and 96 for Fruit Basket, which is much lower on the save file, but to be honest, I don't really care. So I'm going to move out of the cafe. Notice how that each screen has different back sounds depending on where you are. It just played three different back sounds. Okay, and before we end this episode, I'm going to go put this at the end of it. This next part, when you go up, doesn't contain a row of four games. It contains this. It contains a gate. And I have arrived at the first gate. Now, gates. There's a gatekeeper trio. So there's three people talking to you. There's a lower pitched person, a normal pitched person, and a higher pitched person. Their names are... I think it's... What is it again? I don't remember. I think it's Saffron, Saltwater, and Paprika for the lower pitched person. Yeah, that is the higher pitched person. So I'm going to have to play a challenge, as it were, to pass through. Now the cool thing about this is first it's going to ask me for practice, which I'll gladly indulge in because I want to show you guys how it works. This is automatic, by the way, so if you press A enough times, it'll just, ask you if you're ready, and then first it's going to ask you to practice. So, this first challenge is called Coin Toss. You get to toss the coin, and catch it. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, tap. Like that. That's about it. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, tap. Now, a few more text blocks later, notice how there's only three of them, and they make this sound? Yeah, that means you're at a gate. So, the thing behind this is you can challenge any of them. You can challenge Saltwater, Saffron, or Paprika, and they have different difficulty levels. Now, the cool thing about this is each difficulty level requires a smaller amount of coins. So the idea is, if you don't want to face off against the hardest difficulty, you're going to have to pay more. But, of course, I can usually get through the hardest one no problem, so let's just do that. I'm going to say, yes, I am ready. This is an up and down list. Either yes or no, and the bottom option is yes, so I'll press yes. And let's go. Now there's one more bit of practice. If you ever forgot how you're supposed to play the game, you can practice now. I'm gonna skip that. So let's go. So when you hear that, the game has started. Now I can press A to toss my first coin. Starts up quite slow immediately. And now, we're going to be hearing some weird music where the beats get gradually cut off one by one. And I don't know why there's laughs. Don't ask me. I'm not gonna count or anything, I'm just gonna do it. At least try to. There's 3 rounds for this one, I think. And they get slower over time. This one's hard. This one's even harder. And there's one more round. If you thought it could be any harder, it gets harder. Let's do it. I just missed it. Good job, me. I failed the last round. So, I'll do it again. Hopefully, I won't miss it this time. Manage. By the way, you can press A quicker. Like that. Whoa! That was early, but I got through. Okay, let's go. And last one. Challenge cleared. So now I can just wait for a few seconds and yep, I'll do that. And the gate will open. And now it's time for the random mystery guy, the update guy, to show us something new that has just opened, which doesn't really have much use to us unless I were to be playing my own save file, which I will show off sometime later, but for the purposes of this playthrough, it really isn't that helpful. It's the challenge land on the top right corner of the screen, the bottom right corner of the screen, it's always at the bottom. That basically allows you to go and play some of the special challenge courses. Basically, you play a series of games, one after the other, with different special requirements. And you can also do perfect attempts here, which I'll come into sometime later, but I'm not really going to talk about that here. I'm not sure if I have enough coins for it, but maybe one day... Well, I'm definitely going to have enough coins on my actual save file, but one day I'll come back to these gate games, or at least show how this is supposed to work. I will be trying to unlock the endless version of these, because the whole point is if you beat hard, medium, and easy, it will then unlock the endless game, which will go on forever. and you can see how far you can get. I've never unlocked any of them because the Endless games, I don't really like them that much. They're not the best. I don't like them as much as the ones in Fever, for example. But anyway, that was set 2 and the first gate, and I hope you've enjoyed. Row 3 is going to be a little bit more interesting. I like Row 3 a bit better. It has some more interesting concepts and some better games as well. At least I like Row 3's games a little bit more. So I'll see you guys later.